Good day. I'm Andrew James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Friday, August 31. Coming up, private sector credit growth to influence inflation, NSWMA saving millions in fuel bill, and Jamaica to host International Bamboo Symposium. The news in detail after the break.
Driver, you can't go around them.
Lady, I don't buy a license this year.
But me have reached NHT before them close or me late with my mortgage.
Relax yourself. Use your phone, download the NHT app, pay your mortgage, and you're gone clear.
Pardon me phone?
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your mortgage, pay contributions, and much more right where you are. Download today.
NHT, the key to your home.
Now the news. Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter says the rate of private sector credit growth is expected to influence the inflation rate. He says credit extended by deposit-taking institutions to private sector businesses and individuals grew at an annual rate of 15.9% as at June 2018, compared to the 13.9% in March and 12.4% at June 2017. The expansion was evenly balanced between business loans, which grew by 15.8%, and personal loans going up 16%.
If this acceleration in private sector credit growth continues, the resulting increase in economic activity is going to support inflation returning to the target of 4-6% with greater certainty than we see today. Bank of Jamaica is going to closely monitor credit conditions and will make further cuts to the policy rate if they are required.
Governor Winter adds that inflation, currently below target, will rise towards the lower end of the target of 4-6% by the March 2019 quarter and approach the middle of the target range thereafter. Cabinet has given approval for the hosting of the first Caribbean International Bamboo Symposium at the Jamaica Conference Center on November 27 and 28. Information Minister Senator Will Reid says Jamaica became chair of the International Network for Bamboo and Rattan Imbar Council in 2015 and subsequently began formulating a proposal to host the regional symposium to initiate a program for bamboo in the Caribbean.
This is noted as a timely meeting to explore packaging means, especially in the light of recent conversations towards the banning of styrofoam and plastic.
Senator Reid was speaking during a recent post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House. He adds that bamboo is globally recognized as a multipurpose non-timber forest resource, supportive of value chains across the world. The industry is worth approximately $60 million per year. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says the Tourism Resilience Summit, set for September 13, is a precursor to the official launch of the Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center in 2019. The center will be the global hub to assist destination preparedness, management, and recovery from disruptions or crises that affect tourism and threaten economies and livelihoods globally.
We're working on a board of management now that we will be announcing very shortly. Some really eminent persons from all across the world that will be on this board, including heads of state and royalties and so on. This is going to be a center that Jamaica and the world will be proud of.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He added that the Resilience Summit will position Jamaica and the region as a global center for information and technical support in the area of crisis management within the tourism sector. And the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, is reporting significant savings on fuel expenses since the introduction of numerous measures to monitor fuel consumption. Chairman of the NSWMA's auditing subcommittee, Norman Brown, says the agency has been saving over $40 million each year across all four of its regions since the corrective measures were put in place.
So far, this has resulted in considerable savings for the entity. Year on year, we have saved 214,600 liters of fuel. That means we have used that less amount of fuel, even though we have added vehicles to the fleet. So it is a tremendous saving to the entity. And in terms of a dollar figure, it works out to approximately $42.5 million per year that we are now saving.
Mr. Brown was speaking at a press conference held earlier this week in New Kingston. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.